I'm an early morning walker. Well, heck, give me a trail in a half an hour and I'll walk no matter what time of day you give me. But on the weekends, when I really get to explore places I want to go, I take advantage of early mornings, especially now that the sun is up before 7. That said, I never know where I'm going to end up unless I'm in the midst of one of my self-imposed citizen science projects and have to be at a specific point for 10 minutes to count or measure something. I usually just read the weather, the season, and the visibility conditions, and then start walking in the direction that makes the most sense for someone wanting to see wildlife and other natural phenomena. But despite variations in habitat makeup, the wide variability in targeted natural sites I'd like to see, and even proximity to my home, all of the walking sites on the South Shore have one thing in common right now at sunrise. They're really cold. This is a blessing and a curse. I have found that if I really want to see waterfowl, I need gloves. It's just impossible to carry a scope long distances in 20 degree weather without freezing my knuckles off. I've also found that I cannot find bugs or salamanders or turtles. Unlike me, they're smart enough to stay out of the cold. But I've been very impressed with the rest of the wildlife. The birds are singing every morning, no matter what the thermometer says. I had a chance the other day at the Crowell Bog here in Duxbury to watch a muskrat floating along in one of the watery areas. I'm always amazed at how small their eyes are, which just tells us how unimportant sight is to them. But there, in the frigid water, it simply moved from point A to point B, leaving a thin, singular wake behind it. It never saw me, as it never reacted to my presence. My guess is that it was just thinking about its next meal, as was I. I found on that freezing cold morning that in this one instance, I had found a kindred soul, one that didn't mind the cold and just adjusted as needed. The difference was I had the capacity to do so, if not the wherewithal. I'm John Galuzzo, and that's your South Shore Walk of the Week on 95.9 WATD. For a podcast of this feature, go to 959WATD.com.